With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Countries worldwide are rushing to finalize trade frameworks with the U.S. as President Trump's deadline for new tariffs approaches. Trump has agreed to a 90-day negotiating period with Mexico, keeping a 25% tariff in place. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the 90-day negotiating period does not mean Mexico is avoiding tariffs for now.
Mexico is still paying tariffs. They're paying a 25% tariff on fentanyl, 25% tariff on cars, a 50% tariff on steel, aluminum, and copper. And additionally, Mexico has agreed to immediately terminate its non-tariff trade barriers.
The unknowns created a sense of drama that have defined Trump's rollout of tariffs over several months, with the one consistency being his desire to levy the import taxes that most economists say will ultimately be borne by some degree by U.S. consumers and businesses. A bumpy Delta flight out of Salt Lake City causes injury and distress for passengers before the jet made a safe, unscheduled landing.
Delta Airlines says 25 people were taken to hospitals after a flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam hit turbulence Wednesday night. The plane was diverted to Minneapolis-St. Paul. Passenger Leanne Clement Nash told ABC News they had started dinner service when the plane jolted up in the air and then fell steeply, rendering them weightless for a few moments. She said liquid rose out of drink cups, service carts were tossed around, and people who weren't wearing a seatbelt hit the ceiling and then fell back down. Nash and her husband praised the calm and professionalism of the Delta flight attendants during the incident. I'm Jennifer King.
Two top leaders in a rural Texas county were asleep, and a third was out of town in the initial hours of a catastrophic flood that caused widespread destruction and killed more than 130 people. This is SRN News. Christian countries are on the wane, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
According to the Pew Research Center, Christian nations, defined as those where a majority of people identify as Christians, make up 120 of the 201 countries and territories on Earth. But that's down from 124 in 2010. The four countries that fell out of the majority Christian ranks over the past 15 years are the United Kingdom, France, Australia, and Uruguay. Elsewhere, the ranks of the religiously unaffiliated are growing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of more than 20 states is suing the Trump administration over efforts to cut Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood. The lawsuit challenges parts of President Trump's budget bill that cuts reimbursement to major providers of abortions. The states argue that the provision's language is unclear about which organizations it applies to. They also say it violates free speech. This is SRN News. Ukraine's parliament approves a law restoring the independence of anti-graft watchdogs. We hear more from correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting.
The lawmakers' decision reverses Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's move last week, curbing their powers, which had brought on protests. In a speech, presidential representative Galina Makhaylyuk says the state law in its legislative proposals stands for the unconditional strengthening of the anti-corruption body's institutional independence, especially to ensure the irreversibility of the punishment of those who go against the law. Fighting entrenched corruption is crucial for Ukraine's aspirations to join the EU and maintain access to billions of dollars of vital Western aid. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.